Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected honorable listeners, we welcome you to this program. It is our interview segment on the Monday with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. The date today is the 4th of Dhul Qadah, 1445, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 13th of May, 2024. Let's welcome Hazrat Mufti Saab, Mufti Abdul Qadir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, with all the fitan unraveling at such a high temperature, people are asking, is Qiyamah close? Mufti Saab, to benefit the non as well as the newly embraced Muslims, what is the definition of Qiyamah?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before we start answering questions, few announcements. Number one, to all the esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba throughout the world, we sincerely apologize to you. From Friday morning, we know the decoder, the radio is off, and our technicians, inshallah, will start working on it again today. Weekend, you know, there's always problems because we have to deal with other people in other countries and so forth and so on. So we beg you, implore you, first we implore Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and through the barakah wasila of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, inshallah, the audio streaming, the live streaming, that's working, alhamdulillah. But obviously we need to get the radio and the decoders also working, inshallah. So please make dua, and we apologize for this, you know. In live radio you have these hiccups and so forth. So Allah Jalla Wala grant us afiyah, siha. And Allah Jalla Wala remove all the obstacles and impediments. So that's one. Two, today in South Africa, remember, is the 4th of Dhul Qa'dah, 1445. And in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara. And remember, Aqsa Mubarak is the 5th of Dhul Qa'dah. And you know that the Haji is already leaving South Africa, other parts of the world. So you have family members there in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, wherever. So always give them himmat, courage, be positive and send a positive message. Not only shopping, do this for me, do this for me. No, tell them spend their time wisely. Don't get involved in political issues and MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. And tell them that they must read abundant Durood Sharif in Madinah Munawwara, Salawat. In Makkah Mukarramah, abundant Kalima Tawheed, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Abundant istighfar, we all are sinners and transgressors and so forth. And third one, remember that those who are going for Hajj and so forth, always purify our intentions and make sure we're taking a halal money with us and spend our time correctly, inshallah. And inshallah, the programs will continue as normal, inshallah. Okay, remember, for us as Muslims, Qiyamat means that the day of justice, doomsday, the last day, and there will be that day, and Almighty Allah has used and mentioned one entire surah, Surah Qiyamah, chapter number 75 of the Noble Quran, and it is entitled Suratul Qiyamah. So there you will find out more also. That why, what will happen on the day of justice and so forth and so on. So all this we will find, and it's an article of faith. If a person says he's a Muslim, but he rejects it, so he's out of the fold of Islam already. And it comprises 40 verses. So chapter 75, and it comprises, consists of 40 ayat, 40 verses. So that is what we should try and remember as well. So, what we need to do is three, four issues. Issue number one is this. When we speak of Ashratu Sa'ah, understand the terminology. If I tell you, Maulana Zahid Khan, the shirt of Salat is we must be in the state of Hudu. We must be parked, clean, all that. So that shirt, a prerequisite condition with the Sakin Jazm on the Ra. But Sheraton, like how you say Sheraton Hotel, just to make you remember. So Sheraton, فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَشْرَاطُهَا. And Sheraton, شُرُوتٌ. So one condition, several conditions, شُرُوت. And Sheraton, وَتَ فَتْحَ زَبَرْ on the Ra, on the Re. So then the plural Quran says, فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَشْرَاطُهَا. So this whole topic is called أَشْرَاطُ السَّاعَة. So Qiyamah will occur in a split second. La ta'atikum illa baghta. So the sa'ah will come. People will be busy buying, selling, all that. And suddenly Qiyamah will come. So on a Friday. So which Friday? That only Almighty Allah knows. To say 10 Muharram is propaganda of the Kufar Shias. There's nothing like that in authentic, in the Quran or authentic hadith. So we should know that as well. So now you break it up in three parts. Sughra, Wusta, Kubra. So Sughra will be, I'm just giving easy examples. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana wa sa'a kahatain. That the Master alayhi wa sallam took his Mubarak right hand and said, I and the day of justice, the day of judgment, doomsday, we are like this. Meaning that the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, auspicious birth of the Master alayhi salam, the advent of the Master alayhi salam, is also he was, he is, he will always be the greatest of the greatest, most beloved, most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe. Having said that, but the Master alayhi salam is also one of the minor signs of Qiyamah. So meaning that we should start preparing already. Now Husta, me and you living in Husta. Just take, you can take 10 examples, start counting. You understand? I'll just go through it. Number one, Kathratul Jahal. Just look at ignorance today. You must remember that. People don't even know the fara'is of wudu, fara'is of salat, fara'is of hajj, and by the day in Makkah, Medina, and so forth. So everybody will agree, 80% of this ummah, 75%, cannot even look inside the Quran Sharif and read the Quran properly and correctly. So that is kathratul zina. Look at the fornication, adultery, affairs, gay business and all this going on and lesbian and so forth. So it's like becoming a norm. It's like, you know, people are getting desensitized and so forth too. And that is what Nabi alayhi salam said, open Mishkat Sharif. Inna akhwafa ma akhafu alaykum amila amala qawmi lutin. One of the things I fear the most for my people is, remember, that they will have that committing a risk, like gay business and homosexuality and so forth. See, hadith in Mishkat. So two. Three, kathratul khumur. So you take alcohol, you take drugs, you take all these kind of things. Is this not sign of Qiyamah? Obviously. Four, you must remember that ataa rajulu zawjatahu wa aqa ummahu. Yesterday the world told us that it was Mother's Day. But in Islam, every day is Mother's Day. People who celebrate Mother's Day yesterday, everything A to Z is haram, absolutely haram. It is the foolishness and the immaturity mentally of a Muslim that his name is Bilal Maryam. But Bilal thinks and his thought process is like Bali. And Maryam thinks like who? Like Mary. So you must remember that. So that is what happens. So in Islam, you can't have Razi Rahe, Rahman bi, Khush Rahe, Shaitan bi. That you want to please Almighty Allah, you want to please Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan in the public and masses. No, it can't happen like that. So that is Hamdi 4. That people will be so obedient to their wives and children, they'll dump their own parents in the old age home. And make Mother's Day and Father's Day, all haram, all these things. Then the next one you see, ulama, scholars, our Darulums. From Darulum Newcastle's time now, you know, I'm speaking of 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 81 to 2001, with Allah's help, I was there, you know. So, you know, January to January, full 20 years. So with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. I used to tell them, it's not all, to some students, I said, you know what happened to you? You were going past Durban, from Johannesburg to Durban, you saw one boat here, Darum Newcastle. So free boarding, lodging, you say, there's a Bayam Moya plaque, you say, come, we just park off here. I said, Allah says, Mufat, Allah says, free most, you understand, gratis. So this, what you don't have to pay, Nani Ka Fatiha, you know, you say, this is all free of charge. So this is the truth. If you look at it, وَتُؤُلِّمَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ, that knowledge will be sought for, but not for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Do you understand? You see, today, I'm not saying all now, but we have to admit, some students are real, you understand, you know, just killing time, wasting time. I used to call them Barkati students. I say, you're just here to fill the pages, you understand, of the register and all those kind of things. And you didn't come to study, really, you understood. If a person has come, Allama Nawawi rahimahullah says, every minute, every moment of mine, I was connected to knowledge. Go study his profile. Subhanallah, I was in Heidelberg now, this young ulama. So, you know, they respect me, put it that way. So I'm double their age, I think. So one was Maulana Imran Qazi, so he wrote a book on Allama Nawawi rahimahullah, you see. And one is, you remember Maulana Afzal Ismail. So I know his father, family well. He's a pharmacist, actually, but he left all that. Now he's busy writing, selling books and that. So he wrote the book for me. I didn't ask them anything on their own. They just said it's a gift. And mashallah, jazahumullahu khairan. And he wrote a book on Salahuddin Ayyubi, you know. So very nice books, alhamdulillah, jazahumullahu khair. So if you read, I didn't read it, but I know some other place I read. So Allah, I know he's not, he never used to get married, he was never married, he used to have one meal a day. You know, qimatu zaman indal ulama, you will find it. So the point I'm making is every minute, every moment was connected to knowledge. So like that. Now ours, every minute, every moment is involved in either haram things or things taking us towards haram. And 5-10% we worried about deen. We have turned the whole thing upside down, inqilabi zamana, you see. So therefore, we find that today, now, where are the true ulama? Very few. Then all this, take South Africa, all this corruption and murder today. I heard in the news while I had breakfast, in Shashunguve, this Pretoria, a 5-year-old boy got shot and all that, you know, youngster. So imagine all these type of things. So now you take Palestine, you take Syria, you take Libya, you take here, there, and all this kind of thing. Thousands of people getting killed. The people getting killed don't even know why they are martyred and murdered if they passed away with Iman and Islam. And if you take other places, now you see Brazil. Floods upon floods, you understand? The last was 140, 150 people dead. Afghanistan, you see, 400 or 500 people dead. From Friday, the floods came and so. So all these kind of things there. Then you see riba, interest, you understand? If you take 100,000 people, 99,000 plus are involved in riba, directly, indirectly, overdraft, and then loans from the bank, bond and all that for their houses and so forth. HP, you understand? Today, the Muslim car dealers, I don't say all, but we know many, they got the bank and the branch there in their premises. Jais all that? Of course it's not jais. You understood? So you are betting and you are encouraging this whole interest transaction, you understand? So like that, so 101 examples you can give. So remember, Sahaba say, kunna nattaqi riba wa riba. We used to, Sayyidina Umar and them, we used to abstain from riba, interest, and riba, anything that looked like riba, you understood? And imitated it and so forth. Then you go on our clothing, just see. The bayhayai, the immodesty, the immorality, and so forth and so on. So all this will fall in the category of alamatul husta, the in-between ones. You understood? Now I'll just end off with 2-3, which will resonate with me. Ye in lands, you go Durban, you go Joburg, you go Pretoria. So many masajid now, they have facilities for ladies. If they had it for the musafirat, the ladies who are traveling or something, it's understood. But yeah, the Maulana, the Sheikh, the Imam, the Mufti sahab, call whatever you want, Qadi sahab, because he comes on TV and he wants the woman to check him and all that, you know. They dress to impress and so forth and so on. So what happens is this, they'll encourage. Now Zahid Khan is to perform a nikah today. Example I'm giving. So now you're going to a masjid that got men, obviously, and facilities for women. So that family decided that, no, our daughter, our sister, our niece, she can't be listening to the nikah at home or what. The wakil will be there, her representative, the father, brother. But she wants to be present, so she comes. First of all, when a woman comes to the masjid on nikah time and the other lady is coming, I'm asking you a question. If there's 100 ladies, 50 ladies, who will come with old clothes? Who will come without makeup and lipstick and tipstick? And that I'm asking you. إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْحَدِيثِ صَحِيحِ in Tirmidhi. إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَى وَهِيَ مُتَعَتِّرَى. A lady left her home, emerged from her home. She has perfume, makeup, lipstick, dipstick, or whatever else. فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا. And she passes the man. So when she's entering the masjid or leaving the masjid, emerging, the man can see her. And that fragrance will come also. فَيَا زَانِيَا. She is an adulteress. She is a woman that's a loose woman in our Islamic Sharia, in our Islamic law. Imagine. Is that not an indictment upon her? From who? From the master himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the lady will come in the masjid and she'll be in the halat of hayz, in menses sometimes. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that, hey, that there's entry for a woman in a masjid, not permissible. Hazrat Aisha had menses, she couldn't come. Masjid al-Haram, why she couldn't come? Because of her menses. So therefore, she made faskhul umrah ila al-hajj. When they entered on the 4th of Zulhijjah Sunday, so day at Sarif, her menses started. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So now that Thursday, they had to go to Mina. So she said, Ya Rasulullah, what about me? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, cancel your Umrah and make intention of Hajj. And she made Ifrad Hajj. Therefore, when they were departing on the night of the 14th, then she cried and said, all the honorable wives, her co-wives, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's honorable other wives had performed Hajj and Umrah, or Umrah and Hajj. But she only performed Hajj. Then Nabi alayhi salam said, go with your brother Abdul Rahman and tell him to take you there to Tan'im, and then you make Umrah with him. You see? And from there you learn one nice masla. Imam Bukhari mentioned a Tarjamatul Bab. If you make an Umrah after your Hajj, I used to do that many times. My brothers from Malawi, you understand, with Allah's help, everything. So my brothers from Malawi, they tell me, come on, come on, Pavanu, hello, pa Madina Manu. You understand? Come, we go to Medina for a few hours, 4 hours. We just want to read one salat there, and we offer salam, and we come back. I say, I'm ready. One to two times, we spend a night also, you see. So the people were too tired or whatever. Then we come back, we make Umrah from there. So we have to make Umrah. So now that Umrah will suffice for Tawaful Wida. So that's what happened to Hazrat Aisha. If you ask the question, when did Hazrat Aisha perform Tawaful Wida? You got it? So, you don't understand the same thing. So that is very, very interesting also. Now look at our weddings. Now the lady is in the masjid. She's dressed to kill, dressed to impress and all that. And then the boy goes up, tell her, sign the nikah certificate, nikah book, whatever you got, register. And thereafter, the kissing and all that, they're embracing. The husband got a big jubba, and he brings his wife right inside the jubba. And all this happening in our masjid. It's all halal, all this I'm asking. Absolutely haram. So where are the trustees? Where are the imams? Where are the ulama? You can't be bothered about what people say. In life, we have to worry what Allah Ta'ala says. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says. What the Quran Sharif states. What the Sunnah Nabawiyah states. That is our aim in life. Wallahu wa rasuluhu ahaqqu an yurduhu in kanu mu'minin. So our life must be to show we have true iman, and we want to please Allah Ta'ala, please Nabi alayhi salatu salam. So that is the sign that the person got true iman. Even if it's a hopeless case, still you must speak against it. I say the ANC have made so many mistakes in the past 30 years, some were deliberate and some were maybe unintentional, you understand, a fair assessment basically. But remember that I say that they must reintroduce the death penalty. But we know that they will never really introduce it on their own unless some huge pressure is put. So it's like people tell you, wasting your time. We say, not wasting your time. Ma'adhiratan ila rabbikum. So that is what Quran is saying. Ya Allah, I tried my level best. I brought it to their attention, to their notice, and so forth. And so we made amal bin ma'ruf, commanded the good, prohibited the evil, and to the best of our ability. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wusaha. But today the ulama, they don't want to do that. Because why? The trustee will feel bad, their best friend will feel bad, the guy who sponsors their ticket or whatever holiday, he will feel bad and so. So because of that, so now we're leaving. So it's no more yu'minuna bil ghaib. It has become yu'minuna bil jayb. So we have become scholars for dollars. What other, you tell me if there's another reason. You tell me. You understand? Signs of Qiyamah, the batil will become strong for a little while. So you see the Shias. Shias are so strong. This morning's news, you saw it maybe there in the paper I wrote. So that the Hezbollah have finished up Israel, in northern Israel, with their firepower. The Juttas had to run. You understand? So how strong they must be. You understand? That said, Ansarullah, they're still kafir. We call them Hizbu Shaitan, Ansaru Shaitan in Yemen. How many ships they already damaged and so forth? Israel, America, UK, and Iran, how powerful, you must remember. So it will finish up the Saudi Arabia, Emirates, all that in 1 week. You must remember. It cleaned them all up like that. So, but the munafiq, the hypocrites, the shaitans, you must remember, kuffar. So, but see how powerful they are. Iran is not the Arab country, but is running Iraq, is running Syria, is running Yemen. So you must remember. And there's still one more country, Lebanon. So all this they're running. Huh? Syria, Lebanon, and you must remember Iraq, and then Yemen. So, and next stop they say Saudi. You understood? So that is what they're saying. So the point I want you must understand is these are all the signs. And then we come to the Kubra, the biggest signs. So, Tulu ushamsi min maghribiha, the sun will rise from the west. Khurudu Dajjal, that Dajjal will emerge. And Nuzul Isa, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, second coming. And then a Khuruj Mahdi, Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu will appear first. And then the Dabba, Tukallimuhum, the big huge animal will come out from the land and sand. Most ulama say it refers to Safa, Marwa, more towards Safa. You understand? From there it will come. So you see, once all these things happen, the doors of Tawbah are closed. Then Tawbah won't be accepted. You see? One thing I will tell you, two things I will tell you still before we finish up. Sheikh Salih bin Humaid, he gave a khutbah last week Friday. I always admired him. He said, وَقَالَ أَبُو يُوسُفُ, Imam Abu Yusuf says, I used to make dua for my beloved, respected teacher, Imam Abu Hanifa, first, and then I used to make dua for my parents. You got? First, because he spent 18 years with him. He didn't say all that, but he's his greatest student. So you must remember that. One. Two, he says, he took Imam Hanifa's name 2-3 times. Imam Abu Hanifa says, I make dua for Hamad, as I make dua for my parents also. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah celebrated children Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. He said that the 30 years, this is my ma'amul, my routine. I don't sleep. First I have to make dua for Imam Shafi'i, then I go and sleep. You see? So Muqatil, Mujahid Muqatil, anybody, one of the great people. So they met, you must remember, Khalifa, they met Mansur, or they met one of the Khalifas they met. So he told me, Izni. So the Khalifa told him, give me advice. So I said, Mother, give advice, Bima Samita, or Bima Ra'itu. You understand? Mother, give advice to please you, what you want to hear, or what I saw. So he said, no, what you saw, give advice later. So he said that, I'm telling you, Umar bin Abdul Aziz and them, that when he passed away, he only left away what passed away a few dirhams and few dinars. And he had 10 children, 11 children. Understood? But with my own eyes, I saw his son and them giving charity in thousands. And I saw other khulafa who passed away millionaires, but I saw their children begging. So you must make up your mind which side you want to be. You see? So like that. So that's one. Then today is 13th May. Tomorrow is 14th May. Day of Independence. For who? Israel. Now you must carry this here in your news. And then. So 1948, 14th of May, you must remember that what had happened, that Israel became an independent state. Before that, the three gangs, they were running the show. Yes, good. So you know that pamphlet we got there. You must read there. Irgun gang, Hagana gang, Stern gang, whole lot mass murderers and terrorists and so. And I don't know if I sent out to you all there in London and Europe and that you got this Mark and Stephen or Stephen and Mark or whatever they call. So that shop also was involved with all these terrorist guys to a certain extent, you see. So everything is coming out now. So the point I'm making is, who was the first country to recognize them? America. So now, tomorrow, tonight, tomorrow, they'll be celebrating 76 years. But 76 years, King Faisal al-Shaheed, he was asked, Matamanna, what you wish? What wish you got now? You got everything Allah gave. But he said, one thing I still want is Zawalu Israel. They are Ummul Mushkilat. They are the cause for all problems in the Middle East and in the world. See, what a great sentence. And they made sure they assassinated. I saw him in 74 with Allah's help. 75, they assassinated him. So remember this. Make special dua for Gaza, for Rafah and all that. Alhamdulillah, Hamas is giving today's Haraj. I just read the headlines before I came down. They say that he's not in Rafah. He's still there in Khan Yunus. In the tunnels, Yahya Sinwar. If they know where he is, then why you can't get him? You understood? All haramis. The only way this whole problem will be solved, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So remember, that is Allah Ta'ala's system. Innal batila kana zahuqa. The king of Denmark and the people are demonstrating and he's waving the flag of Palestine. What? That the perfume and the fragrance of Palestine is permeating the whole world. The global revolution has started. Viva, viva Palestina. From the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. Who can stop it? Nobody can stop it. So that is Allah, Jalla Wala. Allah show us in our lifetime, we want a free Palestine. And these jutlas must be hanged in public. That is what we say. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.